my friend, Dick Gregory, is on the phone. Brother Greg.
God bless you, my brother. I heard you talking about your family reunion coming up.
Yes.
I need you to do me a favor. Would you get the people of the family reunion and help me with this petition? I'm trying to get a petition to the Joint Chiefs of Staff for them to change Ford Hood's name. They're giving the hood a bad name.
Oh, my God. Dick Gregory, ladies and gentlemen. Dick Gregory. He and Paul Mooney are performing at the Castle in Chicago this Sunday. He's also featured, of course, in the Unsung Hollywood on TV One, which I haven't seen. I've recorded. I hear good things about it.
No, it was really good. It was just really beautiful.
Brother Greg, now,
yes.
You and I have had a lot of conversations about conspiracies.
Yes.
But we have not talked about the Malaysian flight that's missing.
Yes.
Malaysian flight 370.
Yeah, well, two things. You can't trust the airline. They lost my bag a couple of weeks ago. And I asked to see the supervisor, and I went to see him. He's standing there in my outfit, man.
that's number one.
Number one is the black box, right? See, if any of you black folks is on a plane that go down, don't follow them. They're going out to an ocean. Kick that door in and get that black box. And when they come to get the black box, they'll get something black, all right. Here. Let me tell you that Malaysian airline plane, right? Here's a plane damn near two blocks long. How can you lose that?
That's what I want to know.
They can tap your phone, right, you are not anywhere in the world, and they can't find. I remember in 1963, I was on the Jack Paar show, and I said to Jack Paar, I said, man, the government is tapping my phone. They went out of his mind. You accused the United States government of tapping your phone. You have any evidence? I said, anytime a black man can owe Bell Telephone $66,000 and they don't cut the phone off, it's tapped. So, let me tell you something.
What do you think happened to the plane?
Here's the tip. There was 20 top scientists on that plane. Now, I know that, but the New York Times don't know it. And those scientists, four of them, had filed for a patent for some evil stuff they was doing. Now, them patent is worth about $200 billion.
What kind of evil stuff, sir?
All kind of germ warfare and stuff. They worked in Texas. They worked at Texas Instrument, okay?
Yeah.
Now, everybody's looking and nobody's talking about, well, wait a minute, Now, let me tell you the important thing. The patent hadn't been approved. The patent was approved 3 days after the plane was missing. Now, let me tell you how the law works. If you and two other people there with me, that's four, file for patents, and if the patents come through and then the plane go missing or crash, then our family, our will gets that. If that plane is not, the patents didn't come through until 3 days after the plane is missing, so they get none of that. The fifth person in the party was the Carlyle Group. Now, do we need to say any more?
Mm-hmm.
That's what that's about. And they walk around. They can't find nothing, but they can come in the ghetto and stop me and search me. See, what they need to do is get the Muslims, the Nation of Islam, to find it. Man, I went to the mosque one time. They found some stuff in my pocket I've been looking for 6 months.
So the plane is intact somewhere, and the scientists are alive, and the rest of the passengers?
I can't speak for white folks or Asians. I can just speak for my brain. You cannot, a plane cannot disappear with all the technology we have, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All over the world. I'm not buying into it. And there's people out there that's been talking about the scientists. Forget the scientists, man. You mean them? They're talking about the janitors that cleaned the plane, okay? And you're not going to tell the world there was 20 top scientists on
that
plane?
Is this like an episode of Lost? Is this a new Lost part two? Are you saying? Are you thinking that?
Or are you saying love? Lost.
Lost,
oh,
like
okay.
The TV
just,
show.
But you hitting on me on the radio.
Wait till we are off the air, sir.
Okay, please. No, it happened before. There's been planes that's missing that we never hear about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This one here, and if you have never been to Malaysia,
mm-hmm.
that's one of the filthiest places on the planet. You think Vegas? I mean, they'd make Vegas look like a picnic for some nuns, man. The gambling, look, these rich, freaky, crazy men, they go there and order 6-year-old girls and 3-year-old girls, and they'll be in the hotel waiting for them when they get there. Now, how come all these people talking about all this news haven't told nobody what goes on in that place?
Mm. Did Gregory see him perform this Sunday?
Me and Paul Mooney, what
wow.
a pleasure.
Paul Mooney, Chicago,
what a show.
The castle. My man, Brother Greg.
Thank you, my brother.
Okay.